Hello, FPL managers. Welcome to a new episode of the FPL Optimized podcast. Welcome to episode number 84. I am Bas, the casual manager, and my co-host is Sirtop, the data scientist. This is the podcast in which we combine analytics with the good old eye test. Data or grass, or data and grass? That's the question. Sirtop, it's good to have you back, even though Johnny did a great job last week replacing you. So thanks again for that, Johnny. And we also know him as FPL Spaceman on X. So check it out, his account there. Double game week 28 is behind us, and we're now getting ready for the blank game week 29. And whether you're free hitting or not, we will cover all the data today, and we will do our best to share useful information with you to help you make informed decisions. Yeah, Sirtop, how are you doing, and how did your team do in double game week 28?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing great. I was sick, so thanks to Johnny, as you said, for covering my space. It was really fun to listen to. That I didn't need to do too much, and I was able to listen back, and it was great. Cool. Yeah, I'm doing great, and my team actually did pretty well. Like my game week rank was 125,000, wow. Which brought my overall rank to 1,200-ish. Nice. Just great, 76 points. I was able to get Palmerson Fernandez in my team, and also, well, Solanke, but everyone had him. So, I had all the hot midfielders, I should say. Yeah. It was, again, like a 20 points difference between the two of us. So I'm thinking, you know, we should go back to the idea of, you know, counting this as a double win, but regardless, I won this week. You got the last week. So it's 15 to 13 now, if I'm not mistaken. How was your game?
I was getting close, but now it's again a 2 points gap. But
you still have that.
I'm not giving up. No, definitely.
Yeah.
No, but you had a good game. Good for you. Good game week. For me, I took two hits. So that was a minus eight. And I brought in Kerkes, Doughty, and Morris. So yeah, Kerkes clearly didn't work out. He only played 45 minutes in two games, 0 points. And what was really frustrating is that I left Ait Nouri with 10 points and Porro with 7 points on the bench. So that was really a useless hit for Kerkes. But yeah, okay, that's of course in hindsight. But Doughty was decent, and he also gives me now a player for game week 29. Mm-hmm. And Morris, he didn't score. But the good thing that Haaland didn't score either. So I think over the 3 games period, there is still a chance that, Morris outscores the minus four. So I hope that will happen in the next game against Nottingham. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned last week, I will try to save my free hit. So it was important to bring Morris and Doughty in. So I have two players for that game week. So overall, 56 points net score, a green arrow for me, bringing me in the top 1 million, which doesn't sound like a great achievement. It also it isn't. But I checked. The last time I was in the top 1 million was in game week 3, believe it or not. So,
oh, really? Okay, yeah, congratulations for
Yeah, thank back. You. And I'm also on a streak of 8 green arrows in the last 9 game weeks. So I'll just try to keep marching forward, and also trying to close the gap in our head-to-head competition.
Okay.
Let's look forward. Let's look at the upcoming game weeks, and let's remember also that we still have 10 game weeks in front of us, which is more than a quarter of the season. Sometimes it feels like the season is almost over, but there's actually quite some games still to be played. We should stay focused on the game, and let's take a look at the fixture ticker.
Yeah, let me start with the game week 29 only fixture ticker, because obviously lots of people are on free hit. I am on free hit. You're not, but no. Let me talk about game week 29 a little bit. In terms of total points, Brentford players have the highest, but their points mainly coming from defense. So their defense average is 3.8, and offense average is 4.2. And again, this is points per 90 minutes. And when we say offense, it's like midfielders and forwards. And when we say defense, it's goalkeeper and defenders. And then in the second rank, we have Tottenham, which has 3.4 defensive average, so lower than Brentford, but their offense average is higher, 4.4. And that's the highest, actually, among the teams. So if you want to invest in, like, during your free hit, invest in the offense, Tottenham will be the team. I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, you look at the teams and it's very obvious. And then the second team is Aston Villa from that perspective. Their offense average is also 4.4, but they are slightly below Tottenham. So we don't have enough digits showing here, but yeah, they're slightly below. And their defense average is worse, 3.2. And then we have Nottingham Forest, 3.4 defense average, 4.1 offense average, solid. Luton Town, 3.2 defense. So now, as you see, like, they are really low. 4.1 offense average, which is okay-ish, but it's also the closer to the lower side. Because last three teams, West Ham, Burnley, and Fulham, all of them have an offense average of 4.0, and their defense points go down. It is 3.1 for West Ham, 3.0 for Burnley, and finally 2.8 for Fulham.
Right.
So there are not too many options, and obviously we will be stacking Tottenham, Aston Villa, and probably Brentford players to a degree. But still, I mean, when you think about the bonus points, you know, every game has a bonus point, right? So it makes sense to get players from other teams too, like Nottingham Forest, Luton Town, and West Ham. And when we are talking about optimal free hit teams, you will see that we have players actually in the optimal free hit teams from these other teams.
Oh, that's a good point. All right. Yeah, I was just looking at West Ham before we started recording. They're playing their European game tonight. They were winning 5-0 last time I checked. So yeah, they are in good form, at least based on tonight. So don't underestimate them.
Yeah, sure, sure. Maybe their offense rating will go up.
Yeah, maybe.
Some models updated.
Two goals from Kudus, my friend.
Oh, your man. You need to buy Kudus at one point, man. Like, whether it's free hit or, I don't know, last game.
Well, let's take a look at the fixture ticker. I think it's not looking too good for West Ham, but we'll come back on that.
So in the upcoming horizon, though, like for next six game weeks, especially if you are not using your free hit, so there are a few teams to target. Manchester City is the first one, despite not having a fixture in game week 29. They have three good fixtures starting from game week 31. So they in game week 31 they play against Aston Villa at home, pretty solid point average both defensively and offensively. And then Crystal Palace in game week 32, and in game week 33 they have Luton Town, and their point average is really high, like 6.3 for offense point average. Yeah. I know you sold Haaland, and I don't know if you have a plan to buy him back, but yeah, maybe you should.
At some point.
At some point, okay. So in the second rank, we have Liverpool. Again, Liverpool doesn't have a game this game week, but they have four favorable fixtures in the upcoming horizon. They play against Brighton at home, Sheffield United at home. Yeah. They have a Manchester United game at away in game week 32. That's slightly difficult, but then they have Crystal Palace, a favorable fixture, and then Fulham at away. Offensively, that's still a favorable fixture. So four out of five fixtures that I can see here is favorable. And also, again, like for game week 34, some of these teams have a chance of getting a second game, doubling. Right. Some teams, so the numbers might be skewed because of it. In the third rank, we have Tottenham. So obviously, if you are not free hitting, Tottenham is a good team to target because they play against Fulham this game week. But then they will play against Luton Town in game week 30. Very favorable fixture. 5.5 is the offensive point average. And then they have West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Newcastle, and Manchester City games. So these games are also not too bad. I mean, except Manchester City game, obviously. especially the Nottingham Forest game has a good point average for offense players. In the fourth place, we have Arsenal. They have Luton Town in game week 31 and also Wolves in game week 34. Good fixtures, and also Aston Villa in 33, but only offensively, that's good. Arsenal is also not playing this game week.
No.
And then we have Brentford. Only favorable fixture here is Sheffield United game in game week 33, but other game point average of other games are also not too bad.
Right.
At least offensively. Defensively, they are a little bit low, especially in their game against Aston Villa. The point average looks like 2.5, which is pretty low, like if you compare it to other teams here. Then, in the sixth rank, we have Chelsea. Chelsea is not playing this week, but they have moderate difficulty fixtures for the rest of the horizon. And then we have Aston Villa. They have two difficult games. They play against Manchester City in 31 and Arsenal in 33. Rest of the fixtures are good enough so that they appear here. Then we have Nottingham Forest, then Newcastle, then Fulham in the top 10 teams sorted by their fixture difficulty in the upcoming horizon. Any comments here, Buzz?
No, I was just thinking when I saw the chart that Brentford is quite high compared to previous weeks. So clearly they are going into a more favorable run now. Plus on top, of course, they have a game in 29. So for me, Brentford is an interesting team to get a few players from. Thinking maybe about Flecken in goal. Reguilón was some doubts over his fitness, but I think today it was confirmed that he's available. So that could also be interesting. And of course, also Tony in front. So I'll probably take a look at those players. And Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea also, to your point. They're going into a good run as of game week 30. And I think it also extends towards the ends of the season. So I think your chart only goes to game week 34.
Yes.
But the following game weeks are also quite positive for Chelsea. So I think Chelsea is we probably all have Palmer, but maybe we need another player. Could be interesting. Yeah, and of course, Liverpool are number two in the chart. And we might not have them at the moment because of the blank. But then game week 30 with Brighton at home, and then game week 31 with Sheffield at home, as you mentioned. Those are two really appealing fixtures. So probably we'll all be looking at Liverpool for our game week 30 transfers, I think.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Let's look at the next chart.
And the bottom half.
Bottom half.
So we have Sheffield United leading this group. They have difficult fixtures, especially Liverpool game in 31. Yeah. Their defense average is only 1.8. And then they play against Chelsea in 32. And then they also have Fulham and Brentford games before and after these two difficult fixtures. They are also like offensively quite low. So less confidence in terms of being able to score against those teams. But again, I mean, football is random enough that they might be able to score goals, but the expectation is low. We have Crystal Palace in the second place. So both Sheffield and Crystal Palace are not playing this game week.
No.
And Crystal Palace has Manchester City in 32 and then Liverpool in 33. So consecutively bad fixtures for them.
Right.
Luton Town is playing against Nottingham Forest. That's good. But then in this horizon, they will play against Tottenham, Arsenal, and Manchester City. And all of these games are at away. So not looking very good for them.
No.
And then we have Brighton. Their fixtures are roughly okay, but they play against Arsenal in 32 and then Chelsea in 34, which is bringing the average down. And also Liverpool, obviously, in game victory.
Yeah.
Then in this list, in the fifth place, we have Wolves and then Manchester United, surprisingly, because they have Chelsea and Liverpool games in 31 and 32. They also don't play this game week, so their average is coming down. Only favorable fixture in this horizon is Newcastle game in game week 34. But again, I think the chance of double is impacting these numbers. And then Burnley, Bournemouth, Everton, and finally West Ham. West Ham is interesting. You also mentioned it. They have they play against Tottenham in game week 31. But if you look at it, none of these fixtures are that bad. Like they are not in the bottom 10 percentile, but they're not also in the top 10 percentile. So their fixtures are just average, I will say.
Right. Okay. So maybe I should keep Kudos in mind.
Maybe. I mean, if you can't find anyone to transfer, maybe you can.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? There is a lot of competition for the midfield spot. It's difficult. Yeah. Okay, great. Do you also have the odds for game week 29?
Yes. Rapti FPL on Twitter shares these goals and clean sheet odds for the game weeks. This game week, obviously, we have only four games. It's a blank game week. And, well, the clean sheet ratio, the probabilities are very low. Very low. Right. So the highest team with the clean sheet probability is Brentford. And their clean sheet probability is only 29%. So there is an, well, probably like if you are free hitting, if you are using a solver, you will see that only three defenders probably in your optimal lineup. I would be surprised if you play with four defenders. I mean, the chance of keeping a clean sheet seems very low for these teams. Right.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the probability. So Brentford has the highest clean sheet probability, 29%. And then comes Tottenham with 23% against Fulham. So again, pretty low as far as game weeks go. In terms of how many goals are expected to be scored, Tottenham is the highest with 1.85. We also saw it in the fixture ticker, like Tottenham has the highest offense average. And then the second best team here is Aston Villa with 1.65 goals expected against West Ham. Yeah. And then we have Brentford with 1.6 against Burnley. So yeah, pretty much aligns with the projection models. I mean, these spread odds are, you know, a little bit different than projected FPL points, because FPL points also need to take care of like bonus or other events, like, you know, saving shots, or I don't know, like saving penalties, yellow cards and whatnot. But yeah, it looks like the expectations are very similar. Like Tottenham, Aston Villa and Brentford are the teams to target in general. And there's a low chance of keeping clean sheets in this game. And there will be a team who will be keeping a clean sheet. I mean, the probability is, I think, 84% at least one clean sheet out of these like four games and eight teams. Yeah. But again, probably it's not wise to invest on it.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I saw some people saying that on X as well. Like, for people like me who are not on free hit and you need to choose who you're bringing in to just bring your number of players up, it's probably the smartest thing to look at midfielders and attackers, because the clean sheet odds are so low. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I mean, except obviously for bringing defenders, you are not, like, if you're not on free hit, you are not bringing these defenders only for a single game week.
Right.
So maybe their projections are good. I mean, it might happen that you're using a solver and then the solver might suggest you a defender transfer. That might happen. Like maybe from Brentford, whose clean sheet probability is at least, you know, higher than other alternatives. Yeah. So maybe Tottenham too. Like in optimal team, you see Tottenham defenders, I think.
Right.
But again, I mean, it's very team dependent. But yes, in general, I agree. Like if I need to give a general advice, yes, midfielders and forwards are better to target.
Yeah. But the other point is, like, if I look at my team, my midfield is quite strong and I don't really want to sell anyone, even though, yeah, I don't have enough players for 29, but I want to keep them for 30.
Yeah.
So that's why Reguilón, I think, could be interesting, because you take him for 29, you keep him also for the weeks after, plus he has some attacking potential.
Yes.
That's why I might go for him, I think.
Yeah, he's an interesting player. Yeah, I love him.
Okay. That's good. All right, great. So then I think we can move to the optimal team, and we probably start with the free hit team.
Let me start with optimal free hit teams. I use 102 team value for these teams, but it doesn't matter probably much because the players are usually cheap, not too many premium options. Let's start with FBI reviews team. And by the way, I will cover five different prediction models and then their average, the ensemble model. Okay. Yeah. All of these teams are using the same formation. It is 3-4-3. Okay. And FBI review has Flacken in the goal and Areola as the bench goalkeeper. And in defense, it has Doughty, Pedro Porro, and Roerslev. I hope I'm not butchering the name. I'm sorry if I am. And Mengi and Chambers are the bench defenders. In midfield, we have Son, Madison, Bowen, and Gibbs-White. And Bailey is the bench midfielder. And in the forward, we have Tony, Watkins, and Morris. So when we look at the Mikkel Togvam's optimal team, it's very similar. Same goalkeeper, same bench goalkeeper. Two of the defenders are the same, Doughty and Pedro Porro, again, the same. Only difference is it has Udogi instead of a Brentford defender. And also in midfield, the difference is it has Son, again, but instead of Madison, it has Douglas Lewis.
Right.
And the forward is the same, Tony Watkins, Morris.
Okay.
Fantasy Football Hub has a different goalkeeper. It has Kaminsky in the goal. And then Areola is, again, the bench goalkeeper. Interestingly, Hub has, well, Doughty. Doughty is everyone's like favorite defender. It appears in every optimal free-hit team in all these prediction models. But they have two Burnley defenders, Asignon and Taylor.
Okay.
And then midfield is Son, Bowen, Madison, Bailey. So instead of Douglas Lewis, we have Bailey. And then instead of like Gibbs-White, it has Madison, just like the FBI review. And forward is Tony Watkins and Fofana instead of Morris. So they are higher on Burnley, it looks like. Triple Burnley players here. Fantasy Football Fix. Yeah, it's interesting. Fantasy Football Fix has the same goalkeepers, but in different order. It has Areola starting in the lineup and Flacken as the bench goalkeeper.
Okay.
And then Roerslev, Doughty, and Pedro Porro as defenders. So as you see, it is same as FBI reviews, triple defenders. Yeah. But you will like this. They have Kudus in midfield. They have Son, Kudus, Bowen, Madison. And Douglas Lewis is the bench midfielder, surprisingly. And they have the same forward line, Tony, Watkins, Morris. I think that's some kind of like a consensus there.
Yeah.
Fantasy Football Scout has some interesting choices. They have Trafford in goal, Areola as the bench goalkeeper. They have Doughty, Pedro Porro, and Burke in defense. So you have two Luton Town defenders. So I think they are higher on clean sheet probability of Luton Town, perhaps.
Right.
And they have Son, Bailey, Madison, Bowen in midfield, and Watkins, Fofana, and Morris. So they don't have Tony. So they are some kind of like, I think they don't rate Brentford as high as the other models.
Right.
Yeah, only Brentford player I can see is Zanka, which is on the bench.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you take the average of all these models, so that you get the ensemble model, an equal-weighted average here in this case, and then, well, you can actually predict, but Flacken appeared in last of models. Yes, that he's the lineup goalkeeper, and Areola is the bench goalkeeper, unsurprisingly. Same three defenders, Doughty, Pedro Porro, Roerslev. And then in midfield, we have Son, Bowen, Madison, and Douglas Lewis. So it's kind of like a mix, because like FBI review had Gibbs-White, but ensemble model has Douglas Lewis instead of him. And we saw Douglas Lewis appearing in Mikkel Togvam's model, for example. But the forward line is the same, Tony Watkins, Morris. So if you're using a projection model and a solver, you are likely to get a team similar to this one, I think. Well, it is up to you to play with the expected minutes to see like which players are making into your team, but I think the template will be close to this team.
Yeah, and talking about the expected minutes, I was thinking because we see Roerslev a lot instead of Reguilón, So maybe that was also because Reguignon had some availability doubts. so that's again maybe something to look at if you think Reguignon will be playing. And again, based on the latest information from today, looks like he's available. Then of course you could bring him in as well.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it's important to check it. Yeah.
Okay. And so this was the Freer team.
Mm-hmm.
You probably also have a normal wildcard team.
Of course, I have wildcard 29 team. Excellent. For you and a transfer plan. I should warn you though. I don't know if anyone is wildcarding actually, but it is a dangerous week to wildcard. The reason is at least you know, from a solver perspective, I should say, because solver is giving more weight to immediate game weeks, because future game weeks are always, you know, uncertain. There could be injuries, there could be rotations and whatnot. And also we are not sure about fixtures yet for game week 34 and 37.
Right.
That's why if you're wildcarding now, it's probably worth spending more time on your team than just, you know, getting the solver solution and then thinking that is the optimal. There's probably like more considerations here. You might even need to maybe play with 10 players this week. But anyway, so optimal team, well, at least optimal wildcard team will give you 11 players this week. But yeah, if I was wildcarding, I would probably spend a little bit more time on this. So I use 102 team value again and FBI review model for this. Yeah. And the optimal team is composed of Flacken in the goal, Doughty, Pedro Porro, and Reguillon in defense, as you mentioned. So he's a better long-term hold here.
Okay.
Bailey, Gibbs White, Madison, and Son in midfield, and Watkins, Tony, and Muniz in forward. On the bench, we have Raya, Robertson, Gabriel, and Palmer. So this team has 9.3 in the bank, so lots of money. And that money is actually used for Game Week 31 to bring Haaland back to the team. And then you end up with 0.5 in the bank. So you have some buffer. But it sells Bailey and Watkins for Saka and Haaland in Game Week 31. By the way, it rolls transfer in Game Week 30. That's why you have two free transfers. In Game Week 32, it rolls the free transfer again and then replaces Madison when we are moving to Game Week 33. yeah, and this is the optimal wildcard team, but I think before recording, you actually asked me about Salah. I think you will ask about him again.
Yeah, I was just looking at it, right? And we were saying earlier that as of Game Week 30, the Liverpool fixtures look quite good, especially Game Week 30 and Game Week 31. So I was expecting the model to bring Salah back in. Maybe it's what you said, that you're wildcarding in 29, so it has to do with that, or maybe it has to do with minutes uncertainty. What do you think?
Yeah, I was, after you asked, I just checked FBI Review's website to see, you know, where Salah is. I mean, Salah is this number two player in terms of projected points until the end of the season. He comes after Haaland. Haaland is 63.4 and Salah is 61.9. But this team is enabling more of those other players. Like it has Son, Saka, Palmer, and Madison. And those players are actually following Salah. Like, for example, Salah is 61.9, but Son is 60.0. Saka is 51.9, Palmer 51.6, and Madison 50.0. So instead of Salah, by just, you know, sacrificing not having him, you can have the other, like, following four best midfielders in the game.
So you're spreading the funds.
Yes, exactly. But again, I mean, you might be able to fit Salah here for an projected point cost, and that might be fine, actually. Like, maybe you're not sacrificing too much expected value to fit him in. But yeah, I mean, if I just optimize it with the pure, like, raw numbers, this is what I get. So it just skip Salah until the end of the season.
No, that's a good point. And I think we mentioned that also in a previous podcast 1 or 2 weeks ago, that this will be the challenge for a lot of us when we are wildcarding in game week 30 or 31, to try to fit in all those big names, right? Because you want Haaland, you want Salah, you want Saka, you want Son, you know, and I'm forgetting a few names, Watkins, Foden. So Palmer, it will be quite tricky to make it work. And in this case, then the model drops Salah to spread the funds. So that's definitely an option there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Cool. Then the last chart, as usual, is the one with the best captaincy options.
Yeah, Son is the clear captain, right. Optimal captain this week. I mean, every model has Son as the top option. And his EV average in Ensemble is 6.04. The second player is Watkins. But Watkins and Tony are somewhat close. So Draft Hunt and Fantasy Football Scout has Watkins as the second best, and Fantasy Football Fix, Fantasy Football Hub, FBI Review, and Mikael Togam has Tony instead as the second best. But when you take the average, Watkins is ahead of Tony. So, I mean, they're somewhat close. As I mentioned, Tony is the third best, 503. And then we have Bowen in the fourth place, 4.79. If you are just really wanting to go with a, you know, differential captain. And then we have Madison in the fifth place, and his EV is 4.74. So yeah, I expect most people to captain Son, but you know, Watkins and Tony are not bad shots.
No.
What are you planning?
I'll keep it simple with Son. Yeah. Yeah. And he also had a great score last game week. We didn't expect it away to Villa. And now the game against Fulham. Fulham is not a bad team, but we expect Tottenham to score. So yeah, I'll just put it on Son. You too, I assume?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no need to, you know, take any risks at this point.
No, okay. All right. Well, I think then the next thing to cover is the mini league, or is there anything else you wanted to cover?
Before mini leagues, while talking about mini leagues, let's talk about the best mini leagues in the world. I was checking FPL's homepage. Someone actually notified me on Discord. They shared this best league. So when you open the FPL app, it shows these best leagues, you know, top five.
Wow.
You know, I used to see this and I didn't think about it too much, to be honest. You usually see Let's Talk FPL or Black Box or other like big leagues in general because they have thousands of teams in it. And the way these best leagues are sorted is they get top five teams and they take their average. So, as you expect, if you have a massively big league, then there is a better chance of top five teams to be, you know, ranked higher than everyone else.
Yeah.
Let's Talk FPL has more than 150,000 teams in it, and I think Black Box has more than 10,000 or something. So, but number one mini league in this chart is FPL Optimized, our podcast mini league, which made me really happy, and our average is 1910, and. In the second rank, we have Bullet Wisdom Mini League, and Bullet Wisdom is actually our analytics Discord Mini League, just named Bullet Wisdom. And then comes Let's Talk FPLs, and there's like around like 6 points difference between the averages of top five players. Then comes Black Box, and then we have Analytics League, which is the league I created 2 years ago. And my aim was to bring all the analytics players together, like regardless of how they play. And it was an open mini league. So in our mini leagues, I think the number of players changes from 200 to 400, or almost like 500, I think, in the analytics league. So in comparison, our leagues are much smaller. But, you know, we talked about how analytics players are having a great season. So, and this is just an example of it. Yeah, I saw this and it made me happy. Like, three out of five is amazing.
Definitely. And I think I'm bringing the average down in our mini league. So I have to thank our top five teams and keep it up, guys. Keep us at number one, please. So yeah, and talking about the top five, we can look at our leaders.
Yeah.
We have a new
motivate
leader.
Them a little bit more, right?
Yeah. We should motivate them. Keep it up. So the new leader is Ross M with his team Return of the Mac. Ross had a game week score of 57 points and a total score of 1,922 points, making him currently the number 8 in the world. So that's impressive, Ross. Number 2 is Cedric L with his team Mbeumo Fat on 1,918 points. And number 3 is Richard Smith with the team Botman Returns on 1,908 points. And Richard made the gap with the top two a bit smaller. So clearly he's still in the race. He used to be our number one. Yeah. So keep it up, Richard, and good luck, everyone. And that was it for today. As usual, we finished with the mini league. So this was FPL Optimized episode number 84. Thanks for listening and good luck with making your game week 29 decisions. It won't be the most exciting game week with only four games on the schedule, but hey, every game counts. So, you know, take it seriously and try to make the right decisions. Next week will be an international break, so we'll need to see again if we will record another episode or not. You can subscribe to our podcast so you'll get notified when the next episode is published. And if you enjoy our content, you can, of course, also leave a positive review. That would definitely make us happy. You can also follow us on X. For SirTop, it's at SirTop Bilal. And for me, it's at BelfieBB. We also have a separate account for the pod, which is at FPL Optimized. And on top, you can find us on YouTube. And SirTop, I see you're wearing the Liverpool shirt.
Yes, I was just talking to you about it. I mean, I only have Liverpool and Galatasaray jerseys, so maybe I should some more. But yeah, let's talk about your jersey, though, because you're the jersey
person. Well, it's an exciting season for you, as also people might know you're a Liverpool fan. So exciting, you know, end of the season coming up. Let's hope they can keep it up. Yeah, a Spurs shirt out of the collection which I received from our listener Koen Visser. I mentioned that before, so once more a shout out to him for lending me some of his shirts. As Spurs have a game this game week, and as many of us will be captaining Son, I thought it was fitting to wear a Spurs shirt today. I looked it up, and it is the 2010-2011 home shirt when Puma was their kit partner. And I can also add a shout out to the website footballkitarchive.com. I just recently discovered it. Very useful if you want to look up shirts from which seasons they are. It has proven to be very useful to me. Shout out. Over to you, SirTop, to finish it.
Yeah. Until next time, stay curious and stay analytical. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.